Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of guys who are not losers and not virgins, trust me, because I was there. Daryl Rutter joins us on the show. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing exceptional. We're doing even exceptionally better because there's just a plethora of news right now. Hate to see Terry Francona go, of course, for the rest of this year. Hopefully he'll be back in 2022. We'll discuss that later. Also, Evan Mobley now a Cleveland Cavalier. Some people questioning why the Cavs didn't speak to him. We'll discuss that later. But training camp is here. We're very optimistic, very positive about things this year, Daryl. And I had a very bizarre conversation with my father. My dad wanted to go off record. Nothing's off record on this show. I was on the phone with my dad on the way home from camp yesterday. He goes, listen, Kenny, I swear on my children, on his grandchildren, this is something he asked me. He goes, are they really as good as you guys say they are, or is this like a joke? Is this like an act? Because my dad doesn't follow sports like I follow sports. Like He's a Dolphins fan. He likes baseball, but he's not like sitting there watching all of it, just taking it all in like Lyman and I would. He goes, are they really like that good? And I go, Dad, they are that good. They can win the Super Bowl. It's like, are you serious? He goes, well, I'll take your word for it then. So this is just a wild time to be a Browns fan where just a few years ago it was a running gag, and here they are, and they could run their way all the way to Super Bowl 56. Are there times where you want to document what it's like to cover this team compared to where they were just a few years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you had that conversation with your father, because I had the exact same conversation with my father 2 weeks ago when he came up to help me around the house with a couple of projects. Same exact conversation. And yes, they are that good. They have the talent that it takes to run the table. Now, as Kevin Stefanski has talked about, we've heard players already talk about, this is the easy part, talking about it. They have to go out and put in the work to make that ultimately happen. It's going to be on them to execute and to, you know, make those big plays and win football games. But yeah, they have the talent compared to, and I get it. I get fans pitching themselves right now because 4 years ago they couldn't win a game. And here we are 4 years down the line talking about them having the ability to win a Vince Lombardi trophy, which is something they've never done before. So they got to go out and do it, but they certainly have the talent on both sides of the ball to achieve that goal.
I know they're not going to show much of anything, Daryl, throughout probably most of training camp and preseason when it comes to their offense. And the way that Stefanski thinks, he probably wants to have other teams guessing about his offense all the way up till the end of the year in playoff games. With that said, right. Do you anticipate the offense looking different, the mechanics of that offense looking different this year?
Well, the base package, no. But Baker Mayfield mentioned it yesterday. Kevin Stefanski's mentioned it, Anthony, about the nuances. Because they're going into year two now, they can pay greater attention to the details. Sure, they're going through install right now during practice as a reinforcement of everything they did a year ago. But now you can go into the nuances of the system and really start to expand that playbook. And that's not just a year two thing, Anthony. That is going to be something that we should be seeing over the next couple of years with this team. I go back to what Joe Thomas used to talk about when he played for the Browns. And every year we'd ask him about the new offense and the new coach and the new coordinator and the new quarterbacks that would be here. And he would openly lament that, you know, The reason the Steelers were good every year is because, well, they're in year 8 of their system. We hit the reset button. You know, they're in graduate school with their offense. We're back in elementary school with ours, just, you know, learning the basics. So the Browns can start moving closer to graduate school with an offensive system now. So, yeah, I think that we're going to see some wrinkles this year, Anthony, that we did not see last year. And that's a good thing because opponents have tape on them. And this is a team that's not going to be sneaking up on anybody.
So dangerous. Daryl Ryder joining us on the hotline. Daryl, let me ask you about a little bit, just real quick, about Mack Wilson. I know that Mary Kay had a nice story about him working with Anthony Walker. Saw him taking some snaps with the ones yesterday, just getting some work here. I know that his number was one that we circled about. You know, you're kind of on the bubble. It's a different regime already. He's off to a very nice start. It's just the first couple of days of camp. Could he be a guy that could end up being a pleasant surprise here over the month of August?
Sure, absolutely. And I wrote this in my notebook the other day that opportunity knocks for him right now. A couple of rookies are not on the field right now. JOK is not on the field. Tony Fields isn't on the field. So the opportunity is there for him to show Joe Woods and this coaching staff the work that he has put in this offseason. He's been very vocal on social media about how he knows that this is a big year for him. He's been putting in the work. He's ready to go. He's ready to show that he can be the player that the Browns thought he was when they drafted him a couple of years ago. So there's an opportunity for him right now at that position. And, Kevin Stefanski was very complimentary of what he's seen from Mack Wilson here early in camp. So, the arrow pointing up for Mack Wilson, that's for sure.
Daryl Ryder joined us on the hotline. Baker Mayfield yesterday said needs to be more efficient, needs to get better this year. Yeah. Where specifically do you think he needs to get better, and where can he get better?
Well, he really is focusing on that touchdown to interception ratio, okay, and making sure that he does not turn the football over. Third downs is an area of focus, making sure that he's extending drives. And then the chemistry with Odell. I mean, there's no mincing words there. They've got to be on the same page. They got to get on the same page. That was a narrative last year after Odell got hurt, that the offense took off and that the Browns are better off without Odell Beckham Jr., this, that, and the other. I disagree with it. Kevin Stefanski disagrees with it. Baker disagrees with it. Andrew Berry disagrees with it. I think the Browns need Odell Beckham because I think Odell Beckham gives the Browns a dimension that, quite frankly, they don't have. And that's no disrespect to any other player or any other receiver in the room. Just I think Odell Beckham Jr. is a special player. And, to me, you don't shy away from really, really good players like that. So I just think that they have to find a way to get him his touches without force feeding it and having it come within the flow of the offense. So, Baker was very candid yesterday. He said, I can play a lot better than I did last year.
I know. Sorry, Daryl, go ahead.
And there were stretches last year where the Odell Beckham, or I should say Baker, played extremely well last year. But there were also some stretches where there were some peaks and valleys, and so I think what Baker Mayfield's aiming to do this year is straighten those hills and valleys out and be consistent from week one all the way, hopefully, till the second week of February.
I apologize, Daryl. I'm just so excited to play this clip. Now, I know that you were there yesterday. You heard this live. Maybe some people didn't. This is Kevin Stefanski about Odell's return.
When he's healthy and he's part of this thing, he's a dynamic football player. He's going to be very much front of mind as we put our game plans together and those type of things. I just look back at how much better we got offensively, just us coaching. I thought we did a better job in the second half of the year explaining things, the nuance, if you will, to our offense. And that's, I think, where you saw some of that growth. So that's where you insert Odell into some of that. I think he can be a real productive player for us.
A listener highlighted that because it was a tweet quote or quote tweet that was put out there on one of the transcriptions. And they said, see, Ken, they can't do anything without Odell. They can't. They had Jarvis and 7 catches for 20 yards is going to. Whoa, wait a minute. That was one game. This team won a lot of games last year.
Yeah.
And I think that you cannot sit here and ignore an elephant in the room about what people were calling in. Anthony, you remember this too, what people were calling in, and we fought about Odell, where I think now he really needs to fit in more than it going the opposite direction, because this team's been proven pretty good. He can help make it better. It's not just focus on just Odell.
And to that point, Ken, go back to the Kansas City game and try and tell me the Browns could not have used Odell Beckham Jr. in that game.
You know, true.
We've had players talk about one or two plays they needed to make offensively in that Kansas City game that they did not make, and it cost them, and they went home as a result of it. And had Odell been on the field, that's the guy that can make those one or two plays to push you over the top. So that is why I'm so passionate about contending. They need Odell. Yes, I saw what everyone else saw in the second half last year, but there were also a lot of mitigating factors to that. And the bottom line was they did not have enough offensive firepower against the Kansas City Chiefs in the divisional round of the playoffs. And a healthy Odell Beckham Jr. would give them that offensive firepower that they need to get over that hump.
Darryl, I can't wait for games to actually be played again so we don't have to go over lists and so we can create, maybe new ideas and new perceptions.
You're not alone, Anthony.
Hey, they're good for filler, without a doubt, but Mike Sando releases quarterback tiers. Were you surprised just how low Baker was and how much more he needs to prove to get people on his side?
Nothing surprises me when it comes to those. I understand that Baker has a lot of doubters nationally. The Midday guys asked me yesterday, what does Baker have to do to move up those type of rankings? And I just said that he has to put up MVP caliber numbers. That's what a lot of these analysts who don't cover the Browns, who don't watch the Browns a lot, that have preconceived notions about what they think Baker Mayfield is, and they come up with these rankings. And a lot of them are arbitrary. So I think if Baker throws for more yards, throws more touchdowns, puts up those MVP caliber numbers, that's how he's going to get the respect beyond just going out and winning games. He won 11 games last year, won a playoff game. A lot of quarterbacks don't win their first playoff game. Those usually end up as losses because it's a learning experience. Baker won his. Granted, he had a lot of help from his defense and the Pittsburgh Steelers to do it, but bottom line, he went out. He played well enough, and they won that football game. And he has a winning record. He's an above 500 quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since taking over the starting job, including his playoff record. So to me, I just think for Baker to get the love and respect that I think that he deserves, I just think he's got to blow up box scores and put up bigger numbers. And that's not something that I think he looks at because he's focused on doing what it takes to win, but that's what these analysts are looking for. They're looking for those those gaudy numbers.
All right, Darryl, the defense. We're wondering if they're going to show some signs early in camp. Normally, defense is ahead of the offense, although I'd find that hard to believe considering all the new faces.
Are
new
they
names.
Ahead or behind the offense?
Yes, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, they're two practices into this thing, and they're running fits. They're not tackling. They're not hitting. They're not doing a lot out there, when it comes to what you need your defense to be doing. They're running to spots, they're hugging guys, those type of things. So I just think it's too premature. I need a couple of practices and pads before I say where this defense is, because again, there's a lot of teaching that's going on with all these new faces, and you see that throughout the course of practice. Joe Woods and his staff extremely active even during team drills and that. So I'm gonna duck that question just because I think it's too premature in camp to make a statement like that.
Ducking questions with Darryl Ryder, the Rookie Report, brought to you by Bud Light. Darryl, I want to ask you about James Hudson because I'm a big offensive line guy, but I have to actually mention Anthony Schwartz. Nice big bomb catch that he had just the other day.
Yeah.
Off to a nice start there. I know it's very early. What's the expectations with, I would say, him, and let me go to the defensive side real quick, Richard LeCount as well, because I know he's been a little under the weather.
Yeah, he did not practice yesterday. Team said he's got an illness, so he wasn't on the field. But, Anthony Schwartz, part of the reason they drafted him was I guess you could call it Odell insurance, right? Because again, that dimension of being able to get on top of defenses and make those big plays deep down the field was the dimension that they lost when Odell went down last year. So now what Andrew Berry was able to do in the offseason is kind of provide himself a little bit of insurance in that regard. So Anthony Schwartz has looked good. He's catching the football with regularity. That was something that during rookie camp, quite honestly, I started to get a little nervous because some footballs were hitting the ground. We're not seeing that with him during camp here early on, so that's a great sign.
Darryl Reiner, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry stores. What's on the docket today, real quick?
Today we've got, we should hear from Andrew Berry, hopefully. Welcome back, fans. First open practice for fans. I am looking forward to Chase McLaughlin getting the "Here We Go Brownies" chant. I don't know after watching yesterday that Cody Parkey is going to be getting any "Here We Go
Darryl,
Brownies" chant.
Well, what the hell is that? First Darryl. Of all, he was perfect in the playoffs.
Yeah, what's your problem?
What more do you want? Are they seriously though, Darryl? Are there going to be any autographs, or is that next?
There will be no personal interaction between fans and players. That's for safety. We, as reporters covering, we wear the tracking devices to ensure that we keep the 6 feet away from team personnel and players for safety. So, yeah, that's but what they are doing for autographs, my understanding is they've got some pre-signed items that they're going to try and get in kids' hands somehow, some way. Throughout training camp, and that's how they're going to try and do autographs this year because they can't be done in person.
I hope we hear some cat calls in your direction, Darryl. We know you're grown, and we know you're sexy, and we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Darryl Reiner, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Yep, fans allowed back at camp today, starting today over in Berea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.